Doris had always been fascinated by the idea of communicating with the dead. She had lost her friend Emily a few months ago, and since then, she had been longing to hear from her again. Doris had heard stories of people using different methods to communicate with the dead, but she had never tried any of them. One day, she decided to give it a shot using her Microsoft Surface Pro. Doris had heard that some people were able to communicate with the dead using electronic devices. She searched online and found an app that claimed to allow users to communicate with the deceased. She downloaded the app on her Surface Pro and followed the instructions. To her surprise, she was able to connect with Emily. Emily's voice was faint at first, but it became clearer as they talked. Doris was thrilled to be able to speak with her friend again. Even if it was just through a digital medium, Emily was happy to hear from Doris, and they chatted for hours about old times and new memories. During their conversation, Doris remembered that Emily had a recipe for tuna casserole that she had always wanted to try. Emily had been known for her culinary skills, and Doris was eager to learn her secrets. Emily told Doris the recipe, and Doris was thrilled. However, there was a catch. Emily wanted something in return for the recipe. She had made a deal with the devil before she died, and now the devil was demanding her soul. Emily wanted Doris to take her place in hell. Doris was hesitant at first, but the temptation of the recipe was too great. She agreed to the deal. As soon as Doris agreed, the room filled with an ominous red light. The devil appeared before her, and she could feel the heat of the flames behind him. The devil took Emily's soul and vanished, leaving behind a parchment with the recipe for tuna casserole. Doris had mixed feelings about what had just happened, but she couldn't wait to try out the recipe. She went to the kitchen and followed the instructions to the letter. When the casserole was ready, she took a bite and was transported to another world. It was the best tuna casserole she had ever tasted. In the end, Doris had to pay a heavy price for the recipe, but she had no regrets. She was able to reconnect with her friend Emily, even if it was just for a little while, and she had finally tasted the coveted tuna casserole recipe.